Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 352 for Friday, April 15th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker Friday as losses in Chicago soy oil and other outside vegetable oil markets weighed on prices. Canola was down by $2 to $3, the May contract down $2.90 at $477.20 per ton. Larger-than-expected U.S. soy oil stocks accounted for some of the weakness today. Chart-based selling contributed to the declines as the market appears to have run into major resistance, just above $480 per ton in the May contract. But gains in Chicago soybeans and a weakness in the Canadian dollar were supportive. Canola was also underpinned by steady exporter and domestic crusher demand, together with a lack of significant farmer selling. The need to keep some weather premiums in the market through the spring seeding period was also supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mostly higher. Soybeans up 4 to 8 cents. The May contract up 8 at $9.56 per bushel. Wet weather in Argentina was back at the forefront of the soybean market today, with heavy rains in the forecast over the weekend likely to cause further harvest delays and may see production cut by as much as 3 million tons. The problems bringing in the South American new crop are shifting some export demand back to the U.S. Monthly U.S. crush data came in above market expectations, with 156.7 million bushels processed in March. Solid demand for soy meal was driving the crush pace, but soy oil stocks grew considerably, and the ample oil supplies weighed on that side of the soy complex. For corn, prices were up 2 to 4 cents, the May contract up 4 at $3.78 per bushel. A move above nearby chart resistance triggered some fund short covering in corn, with prices hitting their highest levels in 4 months. Production concerns in Brazil and good export demand were also supportive. The USDA reported a fresh sale of 344,000 tons of U.S. corn to unknown destinations this morning. However, forecasts calling for some favorable seeding weather across much of the Midwest over the next 2 weeks did keep a lid on the upside. For wheat, prices were narrowly mixed, down a penny to up 3 cents, most months higher, the May contract in Chicago, though, unchanged at $4.60 per bushel. The gains in corn and beans lent spillover support to wheat. Speculative short covering also underpinned the futures. However, expectations for improving moisture conditions across much of the U.S. southern plains weighed on prices, with good wheat crops elsewhere in the world also bearish for the wheat market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, April 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.